Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Hey, it's time to ask her. We just love this, Michelle.
Our favorite segment.
Oh, man. When our listeners ask us questions, listeners in Her Radio Land, we are there for you. All right. So the first question is, what's up with hair loss in women? What causes this already? Okay, first, we have to do the little science. And here it comes. Do you know that most people lose 50 to 100 strands of hair a day? But on the days that you wash your hair, that number amps up to over 250. So here's the deal. Michelle, you and I were weaned on this belief system that we were supposed to wash our hair every single day to be crystal clear. We should get it squeaky clean. Oh my gosh, were we wrong? So everyone out there should know, Michelle and I do not wash our hair any more than twice a week, and the rest of the time is just rinsing it, dry shampoo. What else do you use?
I use baby powder.
Well, tell people how that happens.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
It absorbs, you just, brush it into your scalp, and it absorbs the grease. So it takes the grease away, and it also makes
your
hair
smell good. And it gives you volume. And it gives
you a bit of volume. And then there's a ton of dry shampoos that are actually so safe today, safer than ever before from an allergen standpoint. So there's a lot of things that you can do. But the some of them will make your hair a bit staticky, but that goes away. But let's talk about what other things happen, right? So you shouldn't shampoo your hair every day. Also, hormonal changes. Hormonal changes and imbalances can cause temporary hair loss, and it could be due to pregnancy, childbirth, or the onset of menopause, which we know. Hormone levels are also affected by the thyroid gland, ladies. It's a big, big one, and that's a lot of what I see on Empower and Her Radio. So thyroid problems also may be the cause of hair loss, and those things, if they're addressed immediately by a doctor, there's a lot of times where it can be reversed, and women don't realize that. So you've got to get to the doctor. What's next?
Well, really important is, also remember, if you're tying your hair back really tightly.
Yes.
Those chignons.
I want to go pull that out of their hair.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, are you kidding me? No, that really yanks your hair strands.
It does.
And you need that like you need a hole in the head. Another thing that I see as a physician is, a lot of genetic and problems that run in families like alopecia.
Yeah, hereditary.
Absolutely. And the hereditary problems are an
male
issue.
Pattern baldness, right?
You look at people in your own family, and this may also happen with you. So again, you should, in the best of all worlds, don't be using 900,000 products on your hair. Over blow drying your hair too is really bad for your hair. There are a lot of products that are actually quite good that actually help you maintain the integrity of your hair if you do have to blow dry, but try to keep it as natural as possible. Now, there's Rogaine out there for women, and that is a product
a
that you can buy
a new one
at the higher level, which is a 5% for women instead of a 2%, which is the same as for men. And this is something that comes in both a dropper form and a foam form, and the key is to get to your hair before it all falls out. So when you start seeing a little thinning, go for it, because so long as you still have the follicles and everything, then you're going to be able to continue to regrow that hair back. Don't wait too long on that one, because it's really important. So look at the crown of your head, around your forehead, because that's where a lot of the thinning takes place. Right, Michelle?
Right. And you have to use Rogaine every day. It's also, if you go to skinsafeproducts.com or download the app, you'll find that Rogaine is 100% skin safe, which is really amazing that it's a top-free product. So you've got patchy hair loss. You've got scalp infections you have to worry about as well. Some women are hair pullers. We know that that's a disorder. We know that medications can cause hair loss. You've got radiation. Your hair is going to grow back in differently. Right. You've got the chemotherapy. And you can have triggered events.
Well, stress. stress.
Exactly.
People write this off. I'm telling you right now, I'm a stress physiologist. It is huge. You know, I've watched this happen with really tough divorces, you know, issues like that. It could be the death of someone
is
so difficult.
Big. Oh, my gosh.
And so, you know, if this happens also at a time when a woman is going through perimenopause, it just compounds the hormonal imbalance that starts happening that tends to favor more, you know, a male pattern, a baldness and other issues and hair loss. So all of this comes together, but I highly recommend, and so does Michelle, that you look into the Rogaine issue, because I really think that that's going to be helping, as well as just making certain, please get enough protein too, not enough protein in your diet, you know, you're going to have hair loss. So be careful. Now we have a second question.
I wanted to say quickly, I'm sorry, but I think it's so important. Women need to have their blood work done and have their thyroid checked. We know that testosterone, if there's too many androgens in the body, right, that it's going to cause hair loss. And those things are critical to saving your hair. And so don't think that it cannot be hormonal, because it can for many different areas. So you need to have your blood work done. So let's go.
You heard it from the master, guys.
Exactly. I had to put that in there. So, okay,
let's look at this second question. How to wash produce, and what are the dirty dozen fruits and vegetables? Well, here's the deal. We have new studies that now show that don't even waste your money on all those vegetable washes that are hanging around out there. They're not worth it. Turns out good old tap water, you know, and scrubbing with a vegetable brush is really what works more than anything else. So just tap water. And what do you have to do? It's really 60 seconds under tap water for your fruit and vegetables. How cool is that? You do not have to be, you know, making this more than it is. But now, here's the gig. Oh, boy. What is the dirty dozen? And this comes from the Environmental Working Group. I highly recommend everyone go to EWG.org to read all about pesticides and the rest of it. Now, before we start into this, I just want to let you know that the main difference between organic fruits and vegetables and non-organic has nothing to do with nutrients and the quality of nutrients. It has to do with pesticides, the amount of pesticide. So the organic has less pesticide than the non-organic. So let's go through the dirty dozen. Okay, take it away, Michelle.
Okay, peaches, apples, sweet bell pepper, celery, nectarines, strawberries, cherries, pears, grapes, imported, spinach, lettuce, and potatoes.
Oh, boy.
There you have
there
it.
There you
that's
go.
Your, that's
there
your
you
list
go.
Of most contaminated. Now, what's the least contaminated, Pam?
Well, you heard these now. Those are the ones, the apples, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, grapes, celery, spinach, sweet bell pepper, cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, snap peas that are imported, and potatoes. They really should be bought organic. Okay. Now, what about the ones that have the least pesticides? Go for it, Michelle.
Onions, avocados, sweet corn that's frozen, pineapples, mango, asparagus, sweet peas that are frozen, kiwi fruit, bananas, cabbage, broccoli, and papaya. And they all have kind of something in common, right? They all have skin.
Yeah, like, I know. And it's also really important to peel whenever you can, because that will most definitely allow you to have less pesticide. So there you have it. Good grief. We've been talking about the causes for hair loss in women, of which there are quite a few. Don't forget to get that Rogaine. And then how to wash produce. It's tap water, ladies. 60 seconds under the water. And the dirty dozen fruits and vegetables and the ones that are least pesticided. Oh, right. Well, two questions for Ask Her. We did it, Michelle.
I'm Dr.
Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Don't forget, just take a look at the dirty dozen before you go buying anything. And when you're cleaning your fruits and vegetables, you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.